degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. Got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. And coming up in a half an hour from now, it's our monthly segment with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2019 GAR President John McAtee will join me. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51. Third Thursday of the month means State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich. And good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And we spoke about it with CBIA half an hour ago. It's the grocery tax. That's a prepared foods, however you want to label it. It's been all the talk. Want to get your take on what's happening here and what to do.
Sure. Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to remind everybody that I voted against this budget, and I was one of only two Democrats in the Senate that did, because I think it takes a fundamentally wrong approach, which is increasing taxes on basic goods that people need to live, such as meals and food, takeout food. So I voted against it. I think that we now are seeing exactly what the consequence is, which is that when you increase taxes, it impacts people's lives. So there was already a tax on groceries and takeout meals, 6.35%, and it was raised another 1 percentage point. And now what's happening is that the Department of Revenue Services has interpreted that to include all sorts of prepared foods, like takeout chicken and cooked chicken and ribs and salad that's in containers. And unfortunately, this is also being used as a political tool to create a political performance. But the reality is that our taxes have gone up, and that is unfortunate because there were many other alternatives we could have chosen.
Now, did you, when this was passed, did you know that this was going to happen, where all these other things could be interpreted as being part of it?
There was not actual clarity, because the rule had to be interpreted by the Department of Revenue Services. But I just thought it was a bad idea to begin with. Whether it includes chicken but not ribs, or lettuce but not vegetables. Like, to me, these are unfortunate details in that that now are being wobbled over, but the basic premise, which is increasing taxes, is unfortunate and was avoidable, totally avoidable.
All right. So now, no matter who is to blame or whatever in this, what's the fix? What can happen here? What can you do moving forward?
Well, so what's happening is that the Republicans are calling for a special session to deal with this, but we all know that that's not a special session is not required. We're actually, what's interesting is that in this situation, both political parties are really on the same side. We want the same outcome, which is we want a very, very narrow interpretation of the new law. So we're waiting for the Department of Revenue Services to do that, to issue a new interpretation of the law based on input from legislators who wrote the law, and from the governor. So we're all actually waiting for this to be solved internally. Unfortunately, as you know, politics is theater. So by having a press conference and sending out emails to the entire state alarming people about this, the Republicans have seized the headlines and seem to be making this a big issue, which it is, but it is solvable without making it unnecessarily theatrical. So I would just ask people to have a little bit of patience, like maybe a week, and let's see if the Department of Revenue Services does its job and interprets it more narrowly. If it does not, then I would absolutely go back to Hartford and legislate this. But we have so many other big issues that failed to get to a vote that, I think we should be prioritizing our issues based on the economic impact for the whole state. And this, I think, can be resolved internally, regulation.
Can it be resolved before October 1st when it's supposed to kick in?
It better be. It better be, because if it's not resolved, then I absolutely will go back to Hartford and legislate it. I have no problem. I'm in Hartford all the time. I think actually, this raises another issue, actually our legislature should be a full-time legislature. We have big issues to solve. And I just want people to be aware that, for instance, in 2020, which is a short session, we are only going to be in session having hearings and voting on legislation for 3 months. 3 months out of the entire year. So I think it's woefully inadequate. So much time is wasted up there, and it doesn't have to be that way. We could have a much more efficient system. We could have a full-time legislature. We could actually prioritize issues based on the economic impact for the state, and that's what I think we need to do. I think we really need to have the courage to lead and to address the biggest issues that affect everybody's lives, like, and I will just say it, transportation infrastructure. We got zero accomplished in terms of alleviating congestion and traffic and improving our roads and our highways. Zero was accomplished this last session, and it's appalling. So I would ask people to focus on really the big issues, which is taxes, transportation, and our unfunded pension liabilities, which also was not solved. So those are the big looming economic crises in our state.
All right. Senator Bergstein, thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk again next month. We'll see how this is resolved. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Stay terrified.
Okay. State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich, third Thursday of the month, and next Thursday will be State Representative Fred Camillo. WGCH New Center time is 7:58. Traffic and weather together coming up.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO.